Friends, has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the Dual Carbon Gravity Water Filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine. No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will.
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell you.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh, boy, that tastes great. You can always trust good old Alex.
Another satisfied customer.
This shower filter slays 95% of the lead, 99% of the chlorine, and keeps that damn atrazine out of your water. Protect yourself. Don't let them turn you gay. Purify it now.
Mother, do you really want to shower with me? Do you want to clean everything? Oh, mother!
I'm not gay. You are.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
America is now 250 years old. July 4th isn't about delicious cheeseburgers and fireworks, though I love them so much. It's about what does America stand for? The globalists cannot have our country survive. They want transhumanism. They want the Great Reset. They want the New World Order. That's why they demonize America. That's why they pay the NBA and the NFL to take a knee during the anthem and push all this communist Chinese garbage. Because what America stands for is antithetical to what they're doing. So, when you go to the AlexJonesShow.com, we have a whole summer line that just rolled out. We'll show you some of these designs. And most of them, I came up with the concepts. I'm pretty proud of it. I think this is a badass shirt. It's the Betsy Ross flag. And it says, Rebel Scum Since 1776.
Huge news coming up, folks.
The designs just get better from there.
I'm Aaron Neese. I'll take a breather and go over all the new news coming
American
in.
Revolution
I had to take a pause.
Right
too
now.
Much coming in.
The Revolutionary War never really ended.
Massive news straight ahead. Please support us. We need financing.
The flower of the Renaissance challenging totalitarians and authoritarian scum. Because in truth, they're the scum. We are the future, and we are winning. You wanted 1980-style wife beaters? We got a whole bunch of them with great slogans like less 1984, more 1776. Got another great shirt, Make Orwell Fiction Again, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And I got to tell you, this fabric, how light it is, how good it feels. I asked the folks at Big League, can we have some dress shirts? And I sent them an example. This is even better than the shirt I bought that was similar to it. This is awesome. This shirt is so light. It's so great in the summer. Get yours now along with dozens of new designs and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com.
All right, folks. So much is coming in, so much is happening that sometimes at the start of an hour, I'll hear some promos and stuff because I had to just go through these articles, these videos that I've been looking at the last 30 minutes and just get ready to relaunch because I was going to get into the flock cameras. I was going to get into more what the left's doing domestically. And I'm still going to do that and the AI bubble that overwhelmingly looks like it's getting ready to bust and so much more. But then just wait till you hear what Trump is up to now. I mean, this is out of control. This is absolutely insane. My head is actually spinning at this point. I mean, I just any of this, to try to even hit any of it is just absolute maniac world. And I'm trying to process it all. I've got like 15 at least huge stories here. And Bill O'Reilly just came out and said Trump needs to take time off. He's out of his mind. Laura Ingraham's warning Trump. I mean, if you actually know the facts, Trump has gone off the rails, folks, okay? People need to stop lying about that. He's in trouble.
Has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the Dual Carbon Gravity Water Filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine. No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will.
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell ya.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh, boy, that tastes great. You can always trust good old Alex.
Another satisfied customer. I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will. I will eat your ass. I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will eat you. I will eat your ass. My children aren't going hungry. I'll do it. I'll drink your blood. And I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like sizing up? I'm gonna haul him up by chain. Chop his ass up, sizing up. I'm gonna haul him up by chain. Chop, 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 chop. I will eat your leftist ass. I corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will. I will eat your ass. I will eat your leftist ass. I corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will eat you. I will eat your ass. I'll barbecue your ass. Up so fast, and I'll tell him, well, I killed a cow out back, baby. You think Christ would eat somebody? He would never do that. I will. I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob.
I'm ready.
I will.
I will eat your ass.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob.
I'm ready.
I will eat you.
I will eat your ass.
Globalists to know, I will eat your ass first. I swear to God, if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to get my hands around your throat.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where to keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason.
I don't even know what I should say, because I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuse. I analyze every second I exist, beating up my mind every second with my fists. And everybody wanna run, everybody wanna hide from the gun. You can take a ride through this life if you want, but you can't take the edge off the knife.
No, sir.
And now you want your money back,
money back.
But you're denied, cause your brain's fried from the sack. And there ain't nothing I can do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, all hell is breaking loose. And the reason I just aired that thing from 4 or 5 years ago about they have more lockdowns and more control, and they cut off half the food production in the world the UN's been calling for, literally, that you'll have mass starvation and cannibalism will set in. So they made a joke about it and made the music video, I'll Eat Your Ass. Meanwhile, there's your headline at Drudge. Nuclear arms race in the Mideast. Saudi to get the bomb. The Saudis already have bombs in Pakistan. They already have a special air wing there. They've now moved those planes a few months ago in back to Saudi Arabia. I exclusively, you know, broke down what that really meant. And now Saudi Arabia's got a deal to make weapons-grade enrichment with Trump. That's their answer to Iran now being a nuclear power, which they are. And I told you the mullahs 6 months ago would soon announce if they were struck that they can, quote, build a bomb in a week, which means they have a bomb. And now they said, we're not following the last mullah's fatwa. Now we can build a bomb. And now we have a bomb. So I told you that, and it's a huge deal. We'll be getting to that coming up. Then Michael Yon in studio. Here's the Washington Post. Trump administration weighing military options in Mali. Officials say because Al-Qaeda is there. If approved, it would add an eighth nation to the list of countries where President Trump has ordered strikes since the start of the second term. Now, the Al-Qaeda that took over Syria and does what he says, he said earlier in the week that he may have them, he said on Friday, actually, out of Syria, Al-Qaeda invade and liberate Lebanon from Hezbollah. But now he says we may have to start bombing in Mali to fight Al-Qaeda. Very, very interesting. Also, POTUS says Americans aren't against the war in Iran, despite head of Rasmussen pollster warning Trump directly that the public opposes Middle East conflict, and they've put out a new fake, and I mean, it's totally fake. CNN a few months ago put out a poll saying 100% of MAGA agree with the war. They called six people in a phone survey. Well, now they've said the same thing again. He's the most popular ever. Everyone loves it. Meanwhile, all the other polls show the exact opposite. Remember, Mark Mitchell got a meeting via the vice president, asked for it last June from my show. The vice president saw it, asked him to come, said he saw the show. Please brief Trump on he needs to focus on domestic policies and not a parade of billionaires and wars. And he needs to admit affordability is a problem. And then when Mitchell went and briefed the president, then the polling company, Rasmussen, they work for, he was the head pollster, said, oh, we had big PACs come in. He was on yesterday and talked about it. And they said, you know, they're going to work with us, you know what I mean? But they don't want you on air anymore, and they don't want you to put your polls out, basically. You just sit there and take your paycheck. He said, no, thank you, and left and launched his new polling system 6 months later, which he announced yesterday here, Honest Pollster. So Trump is in his own la-la land bubble here, and you got Laura Ingraham 2 days ago saying to Trump, hey, I talked to people on the street. We got the poll numbers. We're going to lose the midterms. 65% or higher of your voters, Republican voters, are against this war. 80-plus percent in a national poll of just the general public. It's killing the economy. You need to get out of this war now. And he's like, nope, Vietnam lasted 19 years. People love it. He said it again yesterday. Of course, it didn't last 19 years. It lasted 11, if you count from the start of Gulf of Tonkin, 64, the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. So all of this is just swirling around. So here's Bill O'Reilly saying to Trump, who's his big buddy, and usually a big hawk, saying, you're exhausted. You need to take a month off. Now, what did I say last year? I said, Trump, you're exhausted. Take a week off. Because it can look like dementia if you're just not getting sleep and you're burnt out. And again, frontal lobe dementia doesn't mean you don't know who you are. It means you make bad decisions. You're erratic. And I've had family that were really great, smart people, but they got up in their 80s and, you know, they started doing erratic, weird stuff and flipping and, you know, doing one thing one minute, another thing the next. So now Bill O'Reilly is warning Trump. We're all seeing the signs. And, of course, the people that say we're panickers, because they say, no, 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 let him work 24 hours a day and everything. And the war is great. And just believe in it all. And it'll magically all work out. What are you going to do if he collapses? It's not a good situation. So let's go ahead and go to CNN with a new poll that 100% support the president. And then let's go to Bill O'Reilly. I shouldn't laugh at it. This is actually devastating. And then we're going to look at Saudi goes nuclear, which I told you was going to be announced soon, and now it has. And we will go right in after that. I got several of these clips to when I predicted all this and to when I laid all this out. These are clips from several months ago. Let's go ahead and go to those clips.
Trump is still very popular with Republicans. Just take a look here. Okay, 21st century own party approval rating, about at this point in the second term. We got Trump, we got Obama, we got Bush. Look, they're all fairly popular, but the one who is the most popular, and we have seen this time in and time out, no matter when you look, is Donald John Trump. He's the only one who's over 80%. 83% of Republicans still approve of the job that Donald Trump is doing as president. He still has that magic touch. We'll see if it carries over to South Carolina, but we've seen it in primaries this year, Senate primaries, and that's because he is still a very popular man, historically popular when it comes to his own party liking and approving of the job that he's doing.
A final thought of the day. As you know, I've known the president 35 years, and he's 80 years old right now. Okay, so that puts him, if I can do the math quickly, 45, maybe early 40s when I met him in New York City. Now, I've noticed that he is hunching over a little bit. And that's normal. You get older, every malady in the world is going to visit you. I can't even bore you with the stuff I got to deal with. And I was actually feeling sorry for myself the other day. I never do that. But I went, this and that, blood test, that. But I noticed the president was a little. So my advice to Donald Trump is to take the next month off if you can. Get into an environment where you like golf and relax a little bit. You got to deal with Iran. I understand that. Everybody understands it. But you can do that on the phone and you can do that with your people coming. But need a breather. I need a breather and I'm going to build it into August. But he needs a breather much more than I do. Okay, so we wish the best for not only President Trump, but all the presidents, even Bill Biden, Barack Obama, Jimmy Carter. Always respected the office. I did. Always. If you read Confronting the Presidents, you know that. Thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you again tomorrow. Thank you for watching.
For 20 years at least, Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons. But the deal they made with the United States is they keep them with fighter bombers and bombers that are piloted by Pakistanis in Pakistan, who's a major nuclear power. That's no secret. Supposedly the only Muslim nuclear power. And the defense deal is that if Saudi Arabia makes a phone call, within an hour, their nukes are moved to Saudi Arabia. They moved the nukes yesterday to Saudi Arabia. Pakistan deploys thousands of troops, jet fighter squadrons to Saudi Arabia. And it's F-16s that they use to carry hydrogen bombs, just so you know. And that's the deal. So Pakistan has F-16s, F-15s, you name it. But last time I checked in the agreement, and you look this up, it's public. It's F-16s they've got to carry the nukes. They may have changed that. So do you understand what I'm telling you here? Iran is threatening Israel with nuclear strike. Iran's media says the government, Islamic Republic of Iran, Ministry of Foreign Affairs. If Iran is hit with a nuclear strike, Iran will respond with a nuclear strike. They also said the biggest explosion will happen inside Israel. With one phone call under their secret treaty, Saudi Arabia, within 1 hour, can have those squadrons of nuke bombers, and that was the deployment system of the agreement. I'm sure they got other stuff going on now, to Saudi Arabia. Well, yesterday, 5,000 troops and a fighter-bomber squadron of the type of planes that carry the hydrogen bombs were moved to Saudi Arabia. If you look at Iran right there on the screen, it borders Pakistan and Afghanistan. So there is the reality of what we're dealing with. And Pakistan has a giant nuclear weapons cache, reportedly in the thousands. They have intercontinental ballistic missiles, medium-range ballistic missiles, fighter bombers, bombers, the whole nine yards. Part of the U.S.'s genius plan to play them off against China from 30 years ago. Now they're allied with China and against India. So 20 years ago, it came out in policy reports that a secret deal had been made. Well, that was about 2005. Yeah, so it was 21 years ago. You can pull all this up. Anything I say, just go look it up for yourself. But it's not widely known, it's academic knowledge, that they made a deal and let the West know that we won't keep nukes in Saudi Arabia, but we're going to pay reportedly over $100 billion back then to have our pilots trained living in Pakistan, but on Pakistani flag planes, with these bunker bases that the Saudis control with the Pakistanis. And the U.S. even since then, it leaked, prepared like plans to try to raid it and get it, and decided they wouldn't be able to do it. So that's how freaked out Washington is with their idiotic behavior in the past, helping Pakistan get nukes. And that with one phone call under their secret treaty, Saudi Arabia, within 1 hour, can have those squadrons of nuke bombers. And that was the deployment system of the agreement. I'm sure they got other stuff going on now. To Saudi Arabia. Well, yesterday, 5,000 troops and a fighter bomber squadron of the type of planes that carry the hydrogen bombs were moved to Saudi Arabia. All right, so that's back in mid-May, two different shows, May 19th and one other date, where I specifically said, and if you go to the longer show, I explained I expect them to announce they have the bomb soon. I also said, the archivist was able to find that, but I said repeatedly, they'll also allow weapons-grade enrichment because they've already been talking about it. That's their answer to Iran. Iran does have a nuke. And I was a bunch of nukes. And I was the only one saying this for years. Now they say, okay, we can make one in a week. Okay, we got one. Okay, we're ignoring what the last mullah said. Our new mullah says we can do this. Though nobody's seen that mullah since he got bombed by the Israelis. Probably dead. So this is mass escalation on every front. Michael Yon is one of the leading experts, not just on the military, but geopolitical systems, different choke points around the world. You know, he's been coming on the show many years, and you'd hear him 4 or 5 years ago, harping on, they're going to close the Strait of Hormuz, there's going to be a war in Panama, then it's going to be the Strait of Malacca, then it's going to be in the Red Sea, then it's going to be in... I'm like, okay, I know you've told us, you're right, but you notice he was prescient. That's where we are, because we're in a new world war. Michael Yon is here, he's down in the other studio. As soon as we go to break, I'm going to go down there, and we are going to get into all this. But let's just recap some of what I had, because I got more. Bill O'Reilly comes out and says, you need to take a break. You can see he's slurring his words. He looks like hell. He's making terrible decisions. He's flip-flopping in the same speeches. He puts out posts on True Social saying, hey, we lost a bunch of people in these wars. And he lists Vietnam and a bunch of wars we lost. One person's too much, but what about all the civilians that are dying? What about the energy costs? What about the starvation from the lack of planting? And we've got all the different professors and scientists and admitting that you're going to have mass famine that's already baked in with one-third of the fertilizer of the world not going through. Michael Yon's going to be talking about that. This is about depopulation. And Trump wanted a era of prosperity and did not have a global crash. The globalists want a global crash, so the countries all basically go bankrupt, so they can loan us all of their globalist fiat currency with all the strings attached for the social credit score, the ESG, corporate global governance. Don't know what that is? You better learn. Oh, and don't worry, they're going to take your house, your car, everything is put into one ledger, and you don't own it anymore. It's all AI controlled. So you've got Laura Ingraham saying stop. You got Bill O'Reilly saying stop. Are they going to be called panicans? Are they going to be called low IQ? Are they going to be called burnouts? Houston, we have a problem. And now you've got Trump standing out as the coffins are brought in, and he said, these troops wouldn't want them to have a nuke. We're going to keep fighting for our soldiers that die. And I'm going to pound them even harder. And if we lose more troops, I'll hit them even harder. And you have the Pentagon assessment that I'm going to get to with Michael Yon coming up. A new assessment saying they're not going to fall. This isn't going to make them fall. This is going to make them dig in harder. And so we're now in a forever war stalemate, wrecking the global economy and causing an escalation. Now everybody wants nukes. Saudi goes nuclear. Conflict. U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal risks Mideast arms race. It's a big infographic. We'll pull that article up digitally and show you that. Saudis reached deal with the U.S. that could let them enrich weapons-grade nuclear fuel. Israel is pissed off. Only they're allowed to have nukes. And then you have this clip. It's clip 29 of Trump today. It says Americans aren't against the war in Iran, despite head Rasmussen pollster warning Trump directly that the public opposes Middle East. But don't worry. He said yesterday, I've seen a poll. And I guess he was talking about this on CNN, claiming he's the most popular president ever and people love the war. Only 80-plus percent of average Americans polled, only 65% on average, the polls are like 60, 65, 70% of Republican polls. Republican voters don't like it. I mean, what is Trump doing? So here is Trump saying, oh, no, the people love the war. They just don't like high gas prices. Here it is.
I should go to honor these soldiers. Do you have an update on the investigation as to how they were killed in Jordan?
No, they're doing that. That'll be released.
You know what? Iran targeting Barrett.
I don't know. Well, they're going to pay a big price. They're being decimated.
Is that report inaccurate?
Yeah, please.
Sir, what should you say to families of these fallen soldiers? When Americans are wrongly against this war, how do you ask them?
Well, Americans aren't against the war. A poll just came out. Americans don't want high gasoline prices, but they're not against the war. That just came out loud and clear in a poll. Nobody wants Iran to have a nuclear weapon. Do you want Iran to have a nuclear weapon? You think it's good? Go ahead. All I'm going to say is we love you. We love your child, and that's what they are to them. They're their children. There's no games, no nothing. That's their child. And all you can do is throw out your heart. Thank you. Thank you very much. Some of you are going with us to honor our heroes, and they are indeed great heroes, actually. They said, and all of them said very strongly, we cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. They won't have a nuclear weapon. So we're going to honor them.
So Trump now speaks for the dead troops and what they wanted. And you can say there, oh, we heard it from their parents. Okay, but in the Truth Social, he says, no, the troops wanted this. Funny, I know a lot of active duty people. I know regular Army, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, personally. And I know a lot of special operations, former people, some current. And the current guys will just shake their head, but the former ones say that everybody they talk to, I mean, we're talking 95%. I mean, Michael Yon talks to so many people from the highest levels to the lowest. We'll ask him, do you believe this statement that everybody supports it? I want to play the CNN clip again. This is CNN, who went from attacking Trump and all the rest of it to now putting out these polls that the war is wildly popular and Trump is the most popular ever. Does anyone believe this? Well, obviously Trump does. This is for an audience of one, because he watches Fox and CNN mainly. This is for Trump. They admit that. Here it is.
Trump is still very popular with Republicans. Just take a look here. Okay, 21st century own party approval rating, about at this point in the second term. We got Trump, we got Obama, we got Bush. Look, they're all fairly popular, but the one who is the most popular, and we have seen this time in and time out, no matter when you look, is Donald John Trump. He's the only one who's over 80%. 83% of Republicans still approve of the job that Donald Trump is doing as president. He still has that magic touch. We'll see if it carries over to South Carolina, but we've seen it in primaries this year, Senate primaries, and that's because he is still a very popular man, historically popular when it comes to his own party liking and approving of the job that he's doing.
They got another poll where they say 100% support. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to, during this break, go down to the other studio. Mike Leon's there. I got to collate all these articles and videos and get ready, because this is so important. And it ties into Russia. It's a global energy war. We're in a new world war. Stay with us. I'm extremely excited about this. You know, we always have the strongest turmeric at thealexjonesstore.com, and the capsules are 95% curcuminoid. That is the strongest in the market. So the very same great manufacturer that made this made it as a liquid tincture, the strongest on the market, and even better than powder, because there's even better absorption, ultimate turmeric, and it's got a bunch of other amazing ingredients that are known to supercharge turmeric. I know so many people that Advil doesn't work when they have a sprained ankle or arthritis, but when they take our brand of turmeric, they go, this works better than Advil. And you know, including family I've had, it's like, well, this pill's not as big as my other turmeric. My other turmeric helps, but I got to take a bunch of the pills. I said, just take two of these. And whether it's my dad or my wife or anybody, they're like, wow, this worked better. Why? Because those aren't concentrates. Those are raw turmeric. This Raw turmeric's 4 to 5% curcuminoid. 95. Okay? So we're very excited about this tincture. Just a half dropper a day. So good for your whole body. 95% curcuminoids. The liquid is better absorption. And this is 60 servings per bottle. So 2 month supply. And right now, if you're a subscriber, you just sign up to lock in at 50%, canceling time for free. You lock in at 50% off. It's 25% off for everybody if you just buy it straight off at thealexshowstore.com. The new Ultimate Liquid Turmeric Tincture. And it's got a bunch of other really cool stuff in it as well. Not just concentrated turmeric root, curcumin lunga, the strongest part, but ginger root concentrated, zingbeer officinal is the, I guess, the Latin for it, and pepperdine concentrated black pepper extract. All of it synergistically works together. 250 milligrams and just a half dropper of the turmeric concentrate. 12 milligrams of the concentrated ginger and 100 of the pepperdine black pepper extract. Very strong, an amazing product. The newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. Liquid tincture, superior absorption. Pepperdine inclusion is the difference maker. Turmeric without pepperdine is largely wasted. Most budget companies do that. Natural enzymes and things in the concentrated pepper get into the cells quicker. Triple ingredient synergy. Turmeric, ginger, concentrated black pepper, 60 servings, vegan friendly, GMO free and gluten free, free of major allergies, natural flavors only, no additives or synthetic flavorings, and it funds this operation. And anybody getting the products, the other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, the t-shirts, the collectible coins, they're about to sell out the amazing shower filters that are the highest rated, taking out the most toxins of any brand at an incredibly low price, should be a VIP. Every month in your profile, it charges you $30. You can cancel anytime for free. You instantly, when you're charged, get $40 in your profile to spend. Special deals, special offers, and sales on top of all the other sales. Everyone should be a VIP. And if you're worried about some products that sell out from time to time, just become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on all future orders of that product as long as you stay subscribed. Cancel anytime. So become a VIP, become a subscriber, and lock it in with no commitment from you, but it's locked in for you if you choose to keep it locked in at thealexjonesstore.com. New Liquid Ultimate Turmeric, the strongest on the market. So good for your whole body and inflammation. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Lord Vader, the rebellion is exposing your lies. We are the resistance, and we're taking down the Empire's deep state machine once and for all.
Get this guy off my screen. Can we go to clip 50? Clip 50. Guys, what's going on back there? I wanted was clip 50. I sent it this morning. You should have had it. I'm not mad at the crew. I am not mad at the crew, but I am mad at you. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and make the purchase now.
A final thought of the day. As you know, I've known the president 35 years, and he's 80 years old right now. Okay, so that puts him, if I can do the math quickly, 45, maybe early 40s when I met him in New York City. Now, I've noticed that he is hunching over a little bit, and that's normal. You get older, every malady in the world is going to visit you. I can't even bore you with the stuff I got to deal with. And I was actually feeling sorry for myself the other day. And I never do that. But I went, this and that, a blood test, that. But I noticed the president was a little. So my advice to Donald Trump is to take the next month off if you can. Get into an environment where you like golf and relax a little bit. You got to deal with Iran. I understand that. Everybody understands it. But you can do that on the phone and you can do that with your people coming. But need a breather. I need a breather and I'm going to build it into August. But he needs a breather much more than I do. Okay, so we wish the best for not only President Trump, but all the presidents, even Bill Biden, Barack Obama, Jimmy Carter. Always respected the office. I did. Always. If you read Confronting the Presidents, you know that. Thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, usually when I talk to him, he's in a boat at the Panama Canal, or he's in China, or he's in Taiwan, or he's in Japan. And some of the time he lives outside Austin on Dripping Springs. But Michael Yon, a famous Green Beret and probably the most famous living combat journalist, and really geopolitical expert, is here. Boy, did you call it all on my show like 5 years ago. You would just talk about Panama and the Strait of Hormuz and Strait of Malacca and how this coming world war was going to happen. And here we are. And then you've got Saudi Arabia saying they're going to get nuke material from the U.S. And you've got Israel today set to pass in the House the NDAA Section 219 to literally merge with our military. Even military.com says, no, they're merging with us. All the secrets, everything. I mean, this is like a Twilight Zone episode. And I know you were never a Trump supporter. You were never a Democrat either. I call you a very conservative, patriotic American. But I was trying to get the good we could get out of him. But my goodness, this is a disaster. We got the Democratic Socialists running around winning all these primaries. How would you describe the moment in time we're in? And, you know, you said on my show like 2 years ago, you said, I think Israel is going to be the pariah of the world. You said, I think they're going to end up being sacrificed. You said, I think that, you know, in the end, they're going to fall. And you've been over there a bunch. And I said, really? And now they're the most unpopular country in the world. They're making villainous statements. They're going to take all the land in Lebanon and kill everybody and take all the land in Syria. And they control America. And ha, 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 America's doing our dirty work. And we don't have to lose anybody. They have their finance minister on TV yesterday saying that. I mean, trying to be provocative. I mean, they're not stupid. But they've gone from all these groups from denying it to just pulling their pants down in front of us and admitting it. And then you've got Russia saying they're getting ready to hit NATO countries that are massing weapons. NATO says they're ready to go to full war with Russia. We're already in a proxy war. Everything's escalating out of control. Clearly, we're in a new world war. You've said that for a while. And the average American is against the war, but they still are sleepwalking into the nearness of this and the intensity of this, because there's a normalcy bias, I think. How would you quantify, if you were a historian looking back 100 years from now, on where humanity is and your new predictions that have been so accurate in the past about where we're going? I know you can't make exact predictions, but on current trajectories, what we face, Michael Yon.
Right. I mean, this is a huge topic, as you know. We could talk about it for months, and so we'll have to triage. I think in the future, we're going to see massive famines. And, you know, as you and I have talked about many times before, microphone wrong.
You're doing great.
Is that I think that the famines are partly to diminish, decrease the population, just like the death jabs. But also,
you got some excellent posts on your X account detailing that. Give people your X account.
All right, my X account, and or actually my Substack as well as Michael Yon, my name, Y-O-N, and Big Honey. It's easier to remember for people, Big Honey. So there you go. And there you go. And so but I think what we're going to see is very large famines. They've been setting conditions for this for years, like the screw worms as an example. There's so many things that they're doing to create conditions for famine, like closing Strait of Hormuz. But there's a lot more. Knocking farmers off their farms all over the world, you know, so many countries we go to.
But John Kerry said before he left 2.5 years ago, he said we need to cut half the food production or we'll starve. The Netherlands, Ireland, Sri Lanka, they're massively just saying farms are bad, they produce carbon, not just cow farts, but literally wheat. So they're not, the governments are making people not grow food. I mean, that they admit this is about starvation.
Oh, straight up. I mean, they're really clear about it. You know, Misako, my wife and I just spent more than a month with Catherine Austin Fitz over in Netherlands and looking at the farmers and that sort of thing. You know, it's happening all over the world, Ireland, wherever we go. But these famines, they will create HOP, human osmotic pressure. Human osmotic pressure, that's the push and the pull of migration. Now, keep in mind, all of those facilities down in the Darien and Colombia and everywhere else, they're all still up. The pipelines are still there, right? They're still there. They're in place. They have not been taken down. So once we get these famines coming at us, that's when that human osmotic pressure will really crank up the positive pressure leaving those places to the negative pressure where there's food.
And you predicted this a few years ago, they'd engineer it. Now the UN, playing the good cop, admits we're about to have 50 to 80 million people just with what's happened to the Straits so far in the growing season come out of Africa, the Middle East, and others into Europe. So we're about to see an even bigger flood. Everything you said is now officially happening.
Right. It's happening, and water infrastructure is being removed. And I was just up at Lake Mead, Hoover Dam. You can see that's drying up. We see different things like this around the world. Actually,
Tigris, Euphrates is drying up?
Actually, I would not be surprised if somebody destroys the Mosul Dam at some point on the Tigris. I first wrote about that in about 2005 or 2006, you know, because I spent about a year in northern Iraq, about 2 years in Iraq. But Mosul Dam... The Greater Israel Project will take Israel up to the Euphrates, right? Now, if you look at the old maps of the Basra, Baghdad to Berlin Railroad, it goes right there by the Euphrates. That's where you would want to take. You know, when I predicted that the Strait of Hormuz would be closed last year in July, when I predicted it and that it would be closed like it is now to my Substack, you can see what I wrote exactly.
Oh, I know you said it.
And that they would blame Iran. But really what they're trying to do is set conditions for global famine, but also every war you ever study is about three things: routes, resources, and ideology. But the ideology is about human resources, and human resources are the number one resource. But what you see, the closure of the Strait of Hormuz and that trial run, and when you saw, remember when the Suez was closed with the Ever Given ship, I think that was just a trial run to see how the system would react to it.
I agree. And when we gear back up, we have the new bigger studios being built. We're going to hire extra crew. The crew's doing a great job. We need more. I'm going to have two other people that are just able, before I have a guest on like you, I used to have this. Hey, go get the interviews where he said X, Y, and Z, because that's what goes viral. That's what blows people away, to really have it sink home that you were the only person really detailing this. You said specifically Greater Israel, they want chaos, they want to get us into a war, they won't fall, then they'll use that as the excuse to close the strait, and up above Israel is BlackRock and the Rothschilds that want this global famine with the UN so they can then again pose as the savers, give even more power. Then yesterday, Israel Smotrich, their economic minister, said, and I played the video clip, an overhead shot, here's the quote. He said, this is ideal to keep the strait closed to crush Iran. They don't care about the rest of the world's economy or starvation. And they admitted this is part of the larger Greater Israel Project to slowly starve the Iranians and collapse them. So they admit they are the ones that want the strait closed, and that basically Trump wants it closed working with them. What an outrageous admission.
Right. It was obvious. I mean, I published it last year. I mean, I thought that the Zionists would want to close it. Also, the Zionists are clearly working to put China into famine. Now, if I were going to put China into famine, what would I do? I would do exactly what they're doing now. I would also close Malacca and a few other places, and I would get Argentina and Brazil into a war, and I would control the Panama Canal. I would do a few things like that, and if they could, they would take out Three Gorges Dam. A few things like that, right? Of course, the Chinese might react with, hydrogen bombs. But, you know, because a lot of these things can be done with deniability. For instance, getting Argentina to fight Brazil, you know, take control of the Panama Canal, which is happening now. Obviously, the United States is moving more thickly down there now, and they're really starting to elbow out the Chinese. And so these things, if you wanted to put China into famine, you would do exactly what they're doing now. You would also attack those ships in the Black Sea. You would eventually close the Turkish Straits, the Bosphorus. You would close Strait of Malacca, for sure. That's why, now, interestingly, about a lot of the Israelis, they're squirting out to strategic places around the world, like Panama, Argentina. They're squirting out to Thailand, and the places that they're going in Thailand are actually quite strategic, if you understand. Like, for instance, they're going to Koh Samui Island, Koh Tao, and Koh Phangan.
What you're doing is you're like briefing an admiral or a general to the public, and they're smart, and I'm pretty informed, but I still don't follow at all. Dumb it down like I'm a five-year-old first. globally what's happening, 35,000-foot view, who the players are, and then you go through these pieces. But this is a new world war. How deep are we into it? Who are the factions? Who's winning it? What can we expect? We know it's going to be bad for the average person, period.
Right. So right now they're cutting off the blood flow on the routes and resources, like gaining control of. Eventually, I think you'll see fights at, for instance, the Danish Strait. There'll end up being a war for the North Sea as well, right? Because this is about routes and resources. And human resources are the number one resource. So they're going to eliminate a lot of the human resources.
And that's why the EU and NATO are now moving nukes into those areas.
Right. And so I think that what you're going to see is places like the Turkish Strait. You're going to see Turkey in war, right? You're going to see Israel go for Egypt. They're going to try to take control of, obviously, the.
And you said that a few years ago, and they said you were anti-Semitic and crazy. Israel, including Netanyahu, now officially says next target, Turkey and Egypt. I mean, this is wild.
Right. I mean, it's been obvious the whole time that they're going to go for. That's why Israel exists. Israel even exists so that we can. The British, as you know, not to go into this long history.
Rothschild
lesson,
set it up.
Right. And so, like, for instance, when we made Panama in 1903, we created Panama of a piece of Colombia so we could make the canal, right? There's many, many countries like that. Those 1922 synthetics is what I call the Gulf states, the Persian Gulf states, like Kuwait. You know, Percy Cox drew all his maps.
Set up after World War One, yeah.
Right, he drew those maps and put the
and drew them. They said to create division, that they drew them unnaturally with groups that would hate each other.
That's right. And when you're down there on the ground, they're like, "Hey, you drew the border right between our tribe." You know, and they did that all over the place. Like, for instance, in Afghanistan, between Pakistan, everywhere. Right, that's the normal game. So those countries are all synthetic. And as you know, if you want the greater Israel, includes taking most of those countries. It includes taking Jordan. It includes taking most of Syria. It includes getting rid of the people in Lebanon. Like,
and Israel's gone from denying it to saying, "Yeah, we're doing it."
Yeah, they're going to take out their desalinization plants, I think. They're already going for the Kuwaiti desalinization.
Well, that's the thing. They knew Iran would do this, so they've put Iran in the position to do their dirty work. And I have Ben-Gavir and Smotrich on TV. I'm not going to play it again. I played it like five times the last few days. Both admitting it. So why are they admitting it suddenly?
I think about that often, and you've talked about it many times. I think it's just straight up arrogance, and they want to show how. I think it's that base, actually. It's just that they're primitive in their minds. They're sophisticated when it comes to sabotage and that sort of thing, and causing arson basically is what they're doing. But they're actually quite primitive. You notice when they kill people, they celebrate. They jump up and down like they won a football game, right? I mean, they're actually quite savage. Smotrich is he's utterly savage. And, you know,
Gavir beats up aid workers on TV. And he goes, he was on TV, he goes, he went and showed a gas chamber, literally for gassing people, an execution chamber, and he said, "We're going to kill all of our enemies in here. I'm going to kill you." And he looks like he couldn't find his ass with both hands. That makes it even sicker. And then he's running around cheering, saying, "We're taking all of Gaza. We killed them. We killed them." And then he says, "I'm going to kill. We're going to burn all of Lebanon," and dances in Hebrew going, "Kill, kill, kill," on TV. I mean, villains in movies don't dance around saying, "Kill, kill, kill." This is insanity.
Right. And it's actually authentic, you know, because I've spent a lot of time with Israelis and, you know, in India and Nepal and Thailand. And again, let me go back to Thailand. The places that a lot of the Israelis are squirting out to in Israel 2.0, or sometimes they call it Noah's Ark 2.0. They have different names for it.
Argentina. You
know, Plan B. Yeah. Argentina. Right. The places that they're going are strategic. For instance, those three islands I mentioned in Thailand, Koh Samui, Koh Tao, and Koh Phangan. I spent more than 3 months there, right? Those islands, they're not strategic at the moment, but in the future, when you build a canal or a crossway across the isthmus between the Gulf of Thailand and the Andaman Sea, it's going to be strategic. That's a bypass from Strait of Malacca. I first went to look at that and give it a good look in 2014.
Sure, why are they obsessed with, I heard you just a couple years ago say this, I didn't roll my eyes, I thought, come on. They've gone to, you know, Mili in Argentina, and they send for decades all of their graduates of the military are supposed to spend like 6 months there, and they go hike there, and they caught them drawing maps, setting fire, saying it's all going to be ours, and then now Israel says no, the new Israel will be Argentina, and we're gonna take that. They're now saying that Ukraine will be an Israeli base.
Right. Now, keep in mind, Mele down in Argentina, Masako and I went down there and looked, actually. And they're hitting them with the cannabis weapon now, right? We went to an expo where the Ministry of Defense and all these guys were sponsors. It was amazing. And so, I mean, that told me right there they're coming to dumb them down, right? But that told us one thing. But Mele down there, his name, as you know, is Mele Yakovsky, right? That's his real name.
Same family as Netanyahu.
That's right. Mele Yakovsky. You know, they changed their name in the 1920s.
Again, folks, I'm not trying to just, I'm not bashing Israel to bash it. Now they are literally megalomaniac announcing they're taking over Congress, the military, rule everything. The whole world's theirs. Ha, ha, ha. America's doing our dirty work. Ha, ha, ha. It's just bizarre.
It's right out of the movies. I mean, straight up. I mean, it's straight up evil incarnate. It's the Epstein class evil. You know, Iran's not the one that pushed the death jab on the world. Let's be realistic about this. They're not the ones that are causing all these fights. They're just not. The Strait of Hormuz has been open the whole time, and now suddenly the Strait of Hormuz is closed, just as I predicted in writing last year. It's easy.
Rubio said again 2 days ago, we've got to keep the war going till the Strait's open. Well, we're the ones that got it closed by attacking.
Right. You know, like you said years ago, a lot of this stuff, it feels like cheating to predict it. You just pay attention to what they say, right? You just read what they write. Pay attention to what they say. Pay attention to which way they point their eyes and point their toes, right? And so I think that the idea of global famine is coming closer and closer and getting bigger and bigger in the windshield. And at that point, again, that's when you'll see massive amounts of people flooding into Europe, as already have. I mean, in my view, I've been all over Europe. I spent more than 6 years in Europe, and I guess about seven. I've been all over Europe, right? I was just over in Sweden and all those places looking at the Baltic. But in my view, they've already had a kill shot on the so-called migration. It's already over the top. It's too many. I think at this point, they will already – just what they've already been hit with is enough. And it's happening to the United States as well. There's no mass deportations going on here. Furthermore, the Chinese are still coming over our border, by the way. Trump says that the border is closed. It's false. The border is still open. Chinese are still coming across our border at San Diego. So it's, you know, it's still open.
Well, I mean, that's all depressing, but the positive thing is at least we know what is the off-ramp to get NATO to stop attacking Russia? What is the off-ramp to – because the mullahs themselves obviously know that if they make a deal, they'll just get bombed again later. They said, we don't trust this to ever hold. So their back's against the wall. They're going to keep the strait closed, and then that makes Israel happy because it hurts Iran, but it hurts the rest of the world. Israel brags about that. What does – I mean, if Trump – If you were President Trump, and obviously you don't have any respect for him, you don't think he'll do the right thing, but he is being told by Laura Ingraham and Bill O'Reilly and all his confidants, hey, you look like an idiot, you're hurting the world, everybody's turning against you, you better stop. So I think we could put enough pressure, hopefully, on him, but then how does he deal with Israel when he tells them don't attack Lebanon and they say F you?
I actually don't see an off-ramp, which is strange. I mean, it's just war. This is a war. This is a highway to war. You know, in fact...
Well, there are points of no return.
We've passed the Pona right now, point of no return, right? It's over. And I think, in my view, it's over. The point of no return, we've passed that long ago. It's game on. And I think...
What Tucker Carlson thinks. That's what Matt Bracken thinks. That's what everybody I talk to thinks.
Yeah, I mean,
Trump says all the military supports this, and 100% of his supporters support it with no evidence. I've found everybody I know in the military is against this.
I don't know anybody in the military that's for this.
You have more contacts than probably anybody. When you talk to active duty and others and former, and I mean, you know everybody for all your years of war correspondent. I mean, what are they saying?
I haven't seen anybody that's for this. I haven't seen anybody at all that's like, hey, let's go to war with Iran. They all know this is foolish. At minimum, this is foolish.
I open the phones up, and 9 out of 10 callers that are military are against it.
The main target, actually, is the United States. A lot of people don't get that, right? And more globally, the globe, to reduce the population to control the remnant, right? So this is huge war. This is big boy war. That's why people that are talking about the MOU and all that nonsense and the peace talks, I'm like, listen, I don't even have time for that. There's no peace talks. It's a distraction. You're wasting my time.
Did you see that movie came out like 10 years ago? It's got the star that plays Atreides in Dune. I forget his name. He's a great actor. But it's based on Henry VIII when he's young, and he goes and beats the French, the Norman. But he finds out at the end it was all staged between the nobles because they had uprisings in France and they had uprisings in England. And of course, that was later, you know, in the histories that he came out that they would stage a lot of those wars. Real people would die, but it was really just to unify their countries when there was an uprising. This is as old as the hills, governments to launch wars, and the main target's their own people.
I think I saw you say a couple of years ago or a few years ago, you read The Prince, right, Machiavelli?
Yeah.
I mean, this is it. This is right out of The Prince, right? I mean, this is, you know, getting the war started to keep yourself in power. I mean, this is
episode 3 of Star Wars. Palpatine attacks his own planet to become the emperor.
Right. You know, Kipling, what did he say in about 1901 and Kim, right? And, you know, he talked about the Great Game, of course. And, you know, he talked about, as the Russians would call it, the Tournament of Shadows. I like the way the Russians put it, the Tournament of Shadows. That's what is still going on. It never stopped. The Great Game is still on. And one of the things that Kipling said in Kim, he had, you know, somebody, one of his characters say it, you know, something like the game is so great that one sees but a small part at a time, right? And that's what's happening now. If we focus on Strait of Hormuz.
The Great Game is divide and conquer geopolitical interactions, for people who don't know.
Manifest Destiny was part of, you know, the Great Game, right? American Progress, you know, that painting from 1872 that depicts our version of the Great Game. This has never ended. I mean, the Great Game was...
But at least with America, we were honest about it.
We got a
superior culture, and we're going to dominate.
Yeah, actually, it was quite honest in that regard, actually. But the Great Game is on. It's wildly on. And the two main oligarchical systems out of all the Godzillas and Mothras fighting out there are the Zionists and the Chinese, right? That's clear. And the Chinese have the advantage of numbers. The Zionists have the advantage of position, right? They're positioned well in the United States government. They've taken over us like a fungus, like those ants take the fungus.
And I want you to take your time on this, because I see this on X and Rumble and everywhere. A big minority of the listeners only care about Israel. It's all they understand. It's all they know. So we're pattern recognition. They think if I ever talk about China being a threat, they think I'm taking away from Israel. They don't understand that the globalists are double-dealing BlackRock with China, Bill Gates with China. Israel's selling them our secrets, but Israel's not with the Chinese. They've got the people in position. They've got AIPAC. They've got the corporate positions. But when Trump comes out and criticizes China and election fraud, NBC and ABC, they don't run it, because at the same time, their main enemy is still keeping the American people in the dark, controlling us. So you're a world traveler, you're highly respected, combat, everything. You've lived over in Asia for a long time. Explain to them that you can have multiple predatory power structures and that you can be concerned about each one and it doesn't take away from the others. Why don't you spend some time, I agree, on the two, because the Zionist model has people in the EU, the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, other parts, corporations, double dealing with China. When it comes to people in key positions, they're the key. They have the money through the central banking. The Chinese have the rare earth minerals, the most people. They're spread out, and they've also infiltrated the West with their spies. But who would you say is superior in a position of power right now?
That's actually difficult to say, because you know how fights get. Fights take twists and turns that are unexpected. They both have huge advantages and huge vulnerabilities. The Chinese, now I've written 3 books on Chinese information war and the Chinese aggressions. I spent a lot of time, and I spent more than 20 years in Asia. A lot of that time was in China. And,
all right, stay there. We're going to come back. We spent as much time as we got a lot of time. We got like 45 minutes left or longer. I want you to get into all of this and understand who the power players are. We'll be right back. Bye. America is now 250 years old. July 4th isn't about delicious cheeseburgers and fireworks, though I love them so much. It's about, what does America stand for? The globalists cannot have our country survive. They want transhumanism. They want the Great Reset. They want the New World Order. That's why they demonize America. That's why they pay the NBA and the NFL to take a knee during the anthem and push all this communist Chinese garbage. Because what America stands for is antithetical to what they're doing. So, when you go to theolicshowshore.com, we have a whole summer line that just rolled out. We'll show you some of these designs. And most of them, I came up with the concepts. I'm pretty proud of it. I think this is a badass shirt. It's the Betsy Ross flag. And it says, Rebel Scum Since 1776. And the designs just get better from there. And they fund the Second American Revolution happening right now. Because our Revolutionary War never really ended. We're just one continued arc, the flower of the Renaissance, challenging totalitarians and authoritarian scum. Because in truth, they're the scum, we are the future, and we are winning. You wanted 1980-style wife beaters? We got a whole bunch of them with great slogans like less 1984, more 1776. Got another great shirt, Make Orwell Fiction Again, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And I got to tell you, this fabric, how light it is, how good it feels. I asked the folks at Bigley, can we have some dress shirts? And I sent them an example. This is even better than the shirt I bought that was similar to it. This is awesome. This shirt is so light. It's so great in the summer. Get yours now along with dozens of new designs and so much more at theolivestonestore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.